This is the city in the city in the city.
Episode 1. New York.
1. The ad.
My mother died last week. In her kitchen, while she was talking to me. We hadn't talked for 8 years. We were supposed to go on this trip. She called me after 8 years of not calling me. And 8 years of me not calling her, she called me and she said,
I never told you this, but a long time ago I got a letter from a lawyer in Mostavia. Apparently your father left a package with him and I'm gonna go and get it.
My father disappeared right after I was born. Mostavia? The city that's also a country?
Yeah.
I'm Googling it now. The city without borders?
Yeah.
The most conquered city in history?
Yeah.
Oh, where all the people that the war and...
I didn't ask for a lesson, but yeah, that's the place.
She said...
You should come with me. The package, your father addressed it to both of us.
I didn't think she would go through with it. She hadn't left her apartment in almost a decade. But I'd just gotten laid off, so I was kind of unoccupied. So we booked tickets to Mostavia, and then she died.
I'm staying in a hotel in the city where I live, in the city where I used to live, until my money runs out anyway. I stare at my phone. No one calls, but I worry that my son... I go to the park, near to where I used to take Nicky to play, where he would be afraid of touching mushrooms, which I made the mistake of telling him once were poisonous. So then every time he accidentally touched one, he would come up to me and say,
I need to wash my hands.
And I would say, we can wash them at the end. And he would say,
I'm going to die if I don't wash my hands.
And how can you argue with that? Now, I sit in the park, read articles on my phone. Articles and articles and articles about how the world's imploding. About how everything we believed is true maybe isn't true anymore. And how we're doing nothing. Nothing about the war. The wars. People fleeing their homes, children dying, starving, bombs falling everywhere. Sometimes I play Candy Crush.
So am I, like, not supposed to go? Not go get this package that's apparently mine?
I also go on Craigslist, because I suppose I'll have to find somewhere to live. And a job.
Wouldn't my mother want someone to get it? The tickets are paid for, the little Airbnb's booked. So I go on Craigslist.
That's where I see the ad.
Seeking a Laura Maynard.
Seeking a Laura Maynard. I'm Laura Maynard.
To join me.
To join me.
On an all-expenses-paid trip.
On an all-expenses-paid trip.
To the city-state.
To the city-state.
Of Mostavia.
Of Mostavia.
What's keeping me here? No job, no family, no mother.
Tickets purchased under this name.
Tickets purchased under this name.
This is a real thing.
This is a real thing. I promise.
Two, interviews.
I get a shit ton of emails, so I set up appointments.
I have two schnauzers that would need to come with us.
In public. I don't, like, want to be murdered. Sorry, no pets.
Is food included?
No.
Not all expenses paid then, is it?
Sorry.
My name's actually Lauren Maynard. Is that acceptable?
Laura Maynard's only.
You could call me Laura. I wouldn't mind. I'm just such a mastophile. I import that special coffee that they...
Next.
Do you have an itinerary? Do you have activities planned? Did you get the Lonely Planet guide?
Next.
This isn't some, like, sexual assault conspiracy, is it? Are you in the employ of some sexual predator?
No. And then, just when I'm about to give up.
So, who's Laura Maynard?
You are. Right?
I am.
She says...
Who else?
Oh, my mother.
Oh, is she?
She's in Brooklyn.
She says.
Because she died and is buried there. Any allergies?
She pulls out a literal checklist on a clipboard. Okra makes me break out in hives.
I hate okra.
It's the worst. I'm sorry, incidentally.
Oh, thanks. She says.
You guys were going on a trip together? That's very sweet.
Yeah, it's complicated, but...
She says...
Basically, we didn't speak for a long time. I mean, we actually didn't talk at all. I lived, like, blocks away from her, and we didn't speak for, like, 8 years.
I think she's trying to scare me.
She sits very, very, very still, but also...
Or like she's trying to scare me to make herself feel less afraid.
Spring-loaded. She says...
8 years. Long time. Impressive. I've always wanted to be not speaking to someone, but I'm too much of a wimp and I always end up caving. Why Mustavia?
Oh, it's, that's complicated too, actually.
She tells me about her father and the lawyer and the package.
She doesn't seem weirded out by it at all. She says...
So you've seen a lot of Laura Maynard's?
Yeah.
Any contenders?
At least 3 serial killers.
Am I one of those? I guess I wouldn't tell you if I was.
Right. Well, you know, actually that leads me to... Do you have a criminal record?
Yes.
Great. Wait, what?
It's, you know, also complicated.
She says...
I was arrested about 2 months ago for kidnapping my son and holing up in a motel because the house he and his father lived in was infested with beetles and it wasn't safe, but his father wouldn't listen to reason, so I got him the fuck out of there.
She says...
It's okay, though, because apparently the beetles didn't exist, but he believed they did, so...
She says...
His father didn't press charges. We were in the process of getting divorced. Now we're divorced. This is a lot of information I'm realizing now. Sorry. Haven't actually talked to a human being in a while. And before that, I spent most of my time with a very nervy 6-year-old, so...
What would have... If you hadn't taken him out of the house, what would have happened? To your son, I mean.
The house with beetles that apparently didn't exist?
She says...
He told me they would have swarmed him and covered his body and eaten his skin, which, you know, already bad, but he's very afraid of bugs. He doesn't like their legs, the way they skitter, crawl. So the way I saw it, I didn't have much of a choice. Well, thank you for meeting with me. I'm sorry if...
She stands to go.
But she says...
Wait.
Hmm?
She doesn't look anything like my mother.
She's a starer. Adam would have said she had crazy eyes.
But there's something about her.
But he's an asshole.
Something empty, something...
She's so solid and malleable all at once.
Something that makes her feel...
She must think I'm crazy. She must think I'm so stupid, so desperate.
We leave tomorrow morning. 3. The city.
I walk through the city.
2 a.m.
2 a.m.
The city that I've lived in my entire life.
The city that I've lived in my entire adult life.
I could have left when I moved out. I didn't.
I could have left when I got divorced. I didn't.
I don't plan my way.
I just walk.
Ride the lights.
Let the city tell me where to go. I lived here once.
I lived there once. I leave no impression, apparently.
I'm easily replaced, apparently.
And if I leave no impression, am I even...
Streets are quiet now.
So eerie, so...
Lonely.
In the quiet, memories talk.
What are you talking about?
I'm moving out, Shauna.
Dude!
Sorry.
Where are you moving to? Into your mom's apartment?
No, the city re-rented that.
So where are you gonna go?
Nowhere.
I don't even know what that means, Tess. You're not gonna kill yourself, are you?
No.
Because that's what it sounds like. And like, I mean, like, how can I believe anything you say now?
I'm not gonna kill myself.
Dude, I can't afford the rent here alone. I'm calling a psychiatrist.
You don't know any psychiatrists.
You don't know who I know. We're just roommates. This is really unfair of you. I don't even know you. I barely like you. You're kind of a shitty roommate.
Hey, I need to pack.
You don't do dishes. You shower only, like, occasionally.
I shower.
And there's literally no surface in this apartment on which you will not eat. There's, like, little peanut butter splotches everywhere.
It's a good source of protein.
Listen, just because things suck, just because the country is, like, mirror universe and people are going apeshit, you can't just run away. And you definitely can't move out with, like, no notice.
I can, though.
In the quiet, the memories talk.
Where are you gonna go?
That's not something you get to ask me anymore. One of the fringe benefits of not being married to you is...
Where are you gonna go?
Not every piece of information in the world belongs to you, Adam.
I still care.
Don't do that. Don't.
Fine. You have money?
No.
Use the debit card. You're still on the joint account, so just use it till you get on your feet.
So generous, beneficent, magnanimous.
Stop. Just stop. I don't hate you, so don't...
I don't hate you either. The things you think of me.
Laura.
Is it so unthinkable to believe your child? Is it a crime if you want to lessen the weight of his experience to mitigate the total tonnage of his fear?
Just use the debit card.
Fuck off, Adam.
I lived in this city.
I lived in this city.
But it never wanted me.
But it never needed me.
It never noticed me.
It never noticed me.
Always felt like a foreigner here, even though I was born in the Bronx.
These streets could have been mine.
These streets should have been mine.
But somehow, now, they're so quiet, so unclaimable, so...
I've never seen this block before.
So many coves.
So many holes.
So many places to hide.
So many places to find.
I walk.
I walk.
I turn.
I turn.
I turn.
I turn. I'm back at my mother's apartment, which after almost 30 years will only be my mother's apartment for another few hours.
I am two blocks away from the house that my son is in.
I finally got this place mostly clean. I threw out most of her stuff. It was really gross in here. So many things. I boxed up what was left for the Goodwill.
I go around the corner. I am one block away from the house that my son is in.
Now it's empty.
I turn and run.
It echoes.
Run down the street.
I'm sitting on the floor.
I'm leaning against a wall.
I'm resting on the floor.
I'm sitting against a wall.
I'm sleeping on the floor and...
I wake up.
I wake up.
It's morning.
It's morning.
I get in a cab.
I get on the train.
Near the airport, there's a bank.
I get my boarding pass.
I go up to the teller.
Go through security.
Present my ID and make a withdrawal.
The City in the City in the City is produced, written, and directed by Matthew Capodicasa. Sound design and original music are by Kate Marvin, mixed by Kate Marvin. Ebony Booth plays Tess and others. Mary Cavett plays Laura and others. Artwork is by Angeline Babcock. Special thanks to Caitlin Baird and Grant Berger. If you're enjoying The City in the City in the City, please subscribe and leave a rating on Apple Podcasts or wherever you get your podcasts. Thanks for listening, and stay tuned next week for more The City in the City in the City.